By the way, I did not follow my suggestion. Joining us now on the Newsmaker line, White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley. Hogan, it's good to talk to you again. And you know, I think the last couple times we had you on, something big broke. And I was kind of waiting for something big to break today. And nothing really did. But I know you've probably heard this a million times with Vladimir Putin announcing the White House anyway, announcing that Vladimir Putin might come here this fall. Looks like maybe not everyone's on the same page. Sorry to play this again, Hogan, but at the Aspen Security Forum, it appears the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, learns about Putin's travel plans via Andrea Mitchell.
Today, we have some breaking news. The White House has announced on Twitter that Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Say that again?
All right. So a little laugh there. And Dan Coats actually plays it for a couple of laughs. It does feel like not everybody's on the same page. Well, some people will definitely say, look, Putin should come here. We need to talk with Russia. This doesn't look so good, right?
Well, I've known Andrea Mitchell for quite some time. First of all, thanks for having me on. I do appreciate the time to try and clear some of this up. But I've known Andrea for a long time, and it's kind of upsetting. She just kind of misquoted the tweet there. We didn't say it was that he was scheduled for a meeting in the fall. We simply pointed out that he'd been invited to one. So nothing's been set in stone yet by any stretch. But look, this should be no surprise. The president confirmed actually after a March 20th call, I should say, with President Putin that the two discussed a potential bilateral meeting here in Washington, D.C. Also, of course, Director Coates would be part of any of those meetings. Once they've been set up, he would be in any of the briefings, any of the preparation, talking about agendas and how we would move forward in those talks. But in this particular instance, the president asked Ambassador Bolton to invite President Putin to come to Washington sometime in the fall, and they would review the progress that they agreed to make in the Helsinki meeting. So nothing set in stone yet. We've just made an initial overture to President Putin, and we'll see what happens in the future. But we do think it's important to develop that relationship. Listen, Vladimir Putin and Russia, combined with the United States, account for 90% of the nuclear weapons on the globe. When one of those countries could wipe you off the face of the map anytime they so chose to do, it's important to develop a good relationship with the leaders from those countries. That's what the president wants to do. He wants to protect Americans. And so he feels it important to strike up that conversation and begin to discuss ways that we can partner. Look, no one's been tougher on Russia than this president, but at the same time, there are ways and instances in which we should work with Russia, and many of those things the president discussed, whether it was Syrian humanitarian aid, Israeli security, the nuclear ambition of Iran, denuclearization of North Korea, something we thought would never happen that this president is moving forward on, but also reducing the nuclear arsenals between the two countries, and of course, Russian election interference, something the president touched on in private. He said it in public many times. It's got to stop. And that's what the president wants to discuss.
We're talking to White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley. Mr. Gidley, by making this announcement on Twitter that they've invited Putin to the White House, doesn't this just ensure the controversy stays in the headlines for several more months?
Let's be honest. I don't think if we even opened our mouths for a day, controversy wouldn't swarm because liberals in the media just refuse to let anything go. I mean, they asked him on that world stage in Helsinki about Russian election meddling when, in fact, the president has been clear in January, July, November, March, all of last year, March of this year, that the president, that Russians had meddled in this election. They just can't let things die because they know, and you guys understand, when it comes to policy versus Palestinian intrigue, press will cover palace intrigue 9 times out of 10 and twice on Sunday just to try and embarrass this administration and this White House.
So let's talk about some other things. And too, like, Judge Kavanaugh and the potential of getting him actually on the Supreme Court. How's that moving along?
Moving along very well. We have a great team in place trying to help him through the process. Judge Kavanaugh has begun meetings on the Hill with relevant senators to discuss exactly where he would be and what he would do out ahead of his hearings that are hopefully coming up soon. But look, he is one of the single most qualified people in the country to serve on the Supreme Court. The president has led basically the most transparent search in history, with letting out these 25 names almost a year ago for people to look at and to vet. Judge Kavanaugh has an extensive public record as a judge, about more than 300 opinions he's offered. So even more so, a story came out yesterday in the New York Times in which some of his students, it was a leaked story, in essence, where they went to some of his students and they thought they were really going to be able to punish Judge Kavanaugh in this. And turns out most of the reviews that his students had given that were private were all so glowing and said, right, how wonderful he was, yeah, and what a great judge he was. Even someone in the class said he's going to make a great Supreme Court justice one day. So the president's extremely happy with his pick. We expect him to get through and make sure the court is fully stocked as we head into the new season for judicial opinions.
Hey, we just have a quick moment left. We're talking with White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley. Anything going to happen on immigration anytime soon? Is the president, I imagine he's pretty happy the House tried to secure that $5 billion for border security this week?
Absolutely. That's something we've been pushing for a long time, a system that's been broken for about 40 years. This president has come in and been very open about trying to fix it, put out a plan that was right down the middle, that was soundly rejected by Democrats. They won't even come to the table. And now they've taken it a step further. It seems Democrats are hell-bent on supporting the abolition of ICE. So either A, they have no idea and are ignorant to what ICE actually does, or B, they made the conscious decision to throw the safety and security of their constituents to the wayside, because that's what ICE does. Remember, after 9/11, that's when they were actually put in place, because the 9/11 terrorists who were responsible for killing 3,000 innocent Americans were in fact foreign nationals on visas who committed immigration fraud and should have been deported. That's what ICE was developed to help stop in the future. And it's amazing that politicians across this country aren't just advocates for the abolition of the very agency that would have stopped something like 9/11, but they're disparaging and putting targets on the back of the brave men and women who are out there every day, not just protecting the office holders calling for them to be abolished, but they protect the politicians' families and the politicians' constituents. It's amazing at where we are right now, but this country has to be protected. We need the border security. This president wants it, and hopefully we'll get it.
All right, we're going to leave it at that. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.